Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. And of course, happy Mother's Day weekend. I am so excited for this. It's heartfelt, but I love celebrating myself, my girls, my mom's always in my heart. And of course, all of you amazing women out there that are moms. And we need to, sometimes we forget to put ourselves on the list. Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But anyways, I am so excited that you've tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And we are on to our next mixer. And if you haven't already signed up, I have my business mixer. It's really about meeting amazing people and sharing what you love in your business. If you are not signed up yet, I want to give you the number. That is happening June 13th. Thursday night, 5 to 8. I would love to see you. And, of course, our number here is 805-419-0008. I do want to remind you that you can hear us on our podcast. You can hear through our social. You can go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com. So many places. And, again, I want to just say happy Mother's Day to all those moms out there that have been listening. And if it's not, you're not listening, I hope that you soon tune in. And, of course, I'm remembering my mom. She's always in my heart. And, of course, my grandma, my aunt. And happy Mother's Day to my two amazing daughters and my bonus daughter who just gave us our newest granddaughter. I am feeling so blessed. And, of course, my sweet mother-in-law. And I don't know about you, but if you're going somewhere or you're just staying home, pamper yourself with lots of love. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting. A mother is like a flower, each one beautiful, unique in their own special way. I want to also just say, oh my gosh, so many events happening. And I was so excited to see so many of my winners out there at the sporting event at the Ventura Fairgrounds. The chili cook-off, and congratulations to my winners that tomorrow we will be at the Motown musical, the magical musical of Motown in Thousand Oaks. So I'm hoping to see my winners and my listeners out there. All right, we have a great show for you today. One more really quick announcement from a really good friend. The Greater Contribution Special Event celebrates hope for women in Uganda. And they are having an event, a Woman's Worth, and that's Sunday, May 19th, 3 o'clock to 5:30, and that is in Thousand Oaks. And you can go to greatercontributions.org/awomansworth. And, of course, that will be in my newsletter, too. Well, I am really excited to bring my first guest on. And of course, Dr. Deborah Mandel. And, of course, her newest book, Sassy and Rude, perfect for, we're going to talk a little bit about Mother's Day and mothers and daughters. And Dr. Mandel, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. And wow, you just sound like an amazing woman. I can't believe we haven't met. I'm in Thousand Oaks, so we're neighbors.
Oh, you are? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay, we need to get you to my mixer, and definitely let's connect. I would love to learn more about you. Thank you so
amazing.
Much.
Amazing.
Yeah, so talk to us a little bit about who you are. And, of course, I know that you are a nationally renowned psychologist with over 30 years of experience in. You bring that no-nonsense yet compassionate approach. And, you know, what's so funny is I was a hair therapist in Westlake for many years. I still do a lot of clients. But it's really about, like, connecting to people and being that black and white. And it sounds like that's kind of who you are.
You know, I really love to play it straight with people. I love to tell people what's in my heart. I mean, by the way, what you said about moms, yes, celebrate all moms. All of us, we're so important. We're so valuable on this planet. So are dads, right? And we will get to that in June. But for now, we're really honoring the moms and our special hearts about this. And yeah, I think in my work, I really try to be as compassionate and available to really understanding what's going on with people. But I think too many people are just sort of floating in the world, and they really do want some guidance. And this idea of going to a therapist and just having someone nod their head and saying, oh, yeah, that's great, whatever, I know you feel bad, and acknowledging feelings doesn't really give somebody much direction. So I really want to try to help people find a path, find something that really resonates with their heart so that they can move forward in life and thrive. So that's my primary message. And the books that I've written are really...
I love that, first of all. Because, you know, if you've ever been to, give me something solid to go home with, right? You want a lesson,
absolutely.
A direction. You don't go into a doctor and go, okay, so I hear you're not feeling good. Good. All right. Well, you know, really?
Tell me what that feels like.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me what it feels like to not feel good. Okay, no, give me some direction.
Exactly. Oh, I
love it. So really critical to really be direct with people, but also I'm so sensitive to people do carry a lot of shame in this world, you know, feeling bad about themselves, poor self-esteem, et cetera. So I do really have soft gloves also to hold people in the space where they might be suffering, but also give them some idea that life can be better, just like your message. You know, you turn adversity into strength. We do not have to be immobilized or paralyzed by that which may have been really difficult for us in earlier life or even in our present life.
So true. So true. So first of all, why the name Sassy and Rude? Is that how daughters are to their moms or what?
So let me give the full title so it helps explain a little bit. It's called Sassy and Rude, Her New Attitude. It's a tough love guide for moms on how to bring back the sugar and spice if they're not so nice adult daughters. Now, mind you.
I love that. I missed that part. So I'm so glad that you said that. Okay.
So originally the title was Why Is She Such a Bitch? And the publisher thought that might be a little too harsh. I thought it was pretty telling because really the premise here is not that the daughters are sassy and rude or the moms are sassy and rude. It's how we perceive one another. And when adult daughters come into their own independence, their own lives, they want to have a different relationship with their mom. And sometimes we have moms who are just too hovering. They can't let go. They're just too nice. They're thinking they want to do the best that they can all the time, showering their daughters with endless amounts of love, maybe as a counterpart to maybe the parenting they receive, trying to be very interactive and available and just sometimes putting aside their own needs and acting like they don't have any. So they develop resentment. The daughters can sometimes become entitled. And then you've got this messy dynamic of two people who really love and care about each other, but they just end up on two sides of the fence saying, what the heck?
You know, it's so interesting that you say that. And gosh, you know how you have these flashbacks, okay? I did this dear friend, because your clients become your friend, your family. And I remember I was having, you know, just I could not touch space with my oldest daughter. We just clashed. Like, I couldn't say anything right. I couldn't even breathe her air, you know, at that point.
Yep.
And I remember him turning around in his chair as I was doing his hair, and he goes, I think it's time to cut the cord and make a new one. And I was like, what? And he had four, you know, children, two daughters, and they were older, and he was an older man that I'd been doing his hair for like over 30 years. And I said, okay, I'm going to try that. And so from that day on, I was like, honey, you know what? I understand that. And she's so mature. And, you know, now she has her own family and her own business and everything. But, you know, you do have to have a different kind of relationship and a different kind of respect. And I didn't, I was new. That was my first child. Now I've got four. And each one, you have a different road to success, and you have to learn your relationship with each one of them. So I love what you're saying.
Exactly. And I think that's the key is sometimes we think there's like one package fits all and that this is the way you're supposed to do parenting. And I got to tell you that for like instance, for my daughter, who's, you know, full-fledged adult now, and she's in her early 30s and I love her so much, but we went through the ringer at times. And part of it was, I mean, she would say things like, Mom, timeouts did not work for me. That was like the worst parenting I could have ever done, was follow the direction of these experts who are saying, that's what you do to discipline your child. And it was painful. And one of the things that she said was the biggest hurt she had in her growing up was that I would put her in timeout. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I know you were screaming. You were unhappy. I was unhappy. I was crying. It was terrible. So learning how to really listen to your own particular child, what are they saying? And that's one of the things I do in the book, is give people a lot of exercises. I call them sugar and spice exercises. And it is about trying to find these ways in which we can open up our own hearts, forgive ourselves for the ways in which maybe we didn't do a perfect job, because nobody does, right? We kind of, it's trial and error. We learn as we go, and we have to be compassionate towards ourselves, but also being able to be super accountable and responsible to our gals, to be able to say things like, you know what? I think I may have screwed up here. Please tell me how you think I screwed up, because I want to just honor and empathize with those feelings. I didn't have that with my mom. I don't know about you, but my mom, she loved me, I know, deep in her heart, but she did not know how to show it. And she was very heavy-handed. And I walked around in a lot of pain and hurt most of the time. She could never be wrong. Of course, she was always right. She was an immigrant. I mean, there were so many reasons why parenting was just not going to come easy for her. But I didn't know that as a child. All I knew was that I felt bad.
My mom was my biggest cheerleader, and yet at the same time, she was always right. And I vowed that I wasn't going to be that person with my children. And yet at the same time, there was things that came up, they tell me now, like they would want to go to a party or they would want to go somewhere. And I was like, not tonight. And they're like, why? And I didn't have an answer. I should have just said, it's in my heart. I don't know. I have to just go with my gut. But, it is. It's really hard because you're scared for your kids, but you kind of put that on them. So it's funny because I'm going to just share this with you since we're already talking about it. But they say that, and I was going to use this, you'll hear it at the end. Life doesn't come with a manual. It comes with a mother, okay?
I love it,
that is so true,
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what I've also learned, too, in my own relationship with my daughter and in my helping, hundreds of mother-daughter duos, is that when we can really just settle with our daughter and say, you know what, I know I made mistakes and I know I hurt you in making some choices that may have not suited you, but these were my intentions. My heart was in the right place. Here's how we can work on a forgiveness path and a new healing tree. And that's what it's all about in Sassy and Rude. It's not casting aspersions or blame or pointing fingers and saying, well, you did this and you did this. We got to get out of that power struggle. And we also have to get out of that pendulum parenting swing where we do the opposite of that which we received, which is often can create its own set of problems. So we try to find that healthy balance between listening and being and giving, but also setting really loving limits with ourselves and with our daughters, so that we know that we are both entitled to our own space and our own individuality.
Wow, I love that. Can you give a sneak peek into the 3-step plan that you outline in your book for healing broken bonds?
Well, I think really, I don't even know that I actually outline it as 3 steps, but it's kind of like a process where we are really learning, what are the ways in which we were wounded in our childhoods as well, because sometimes those are the skeletons in our closets that can wreak havoc in our relationships, all of our relationships. We have to be really, really diligent about understanding where those holes are in our own hearts, where those wounds are, that something that we may have acted out unconsciously. And the next most important piece is to forgive ourselves and to be accountable for our actions and learning where we have control and where we don't. And then it's about communicating and listening and being with our daughters in a way that's a new space, just like you talked about, cutting that cord and creating a new adventure with one another. And you'd be surprised at how willing daughters are to open their hearts when they see that their moms really do care about their experience and are not trying to constantly defend themselves or make excuses. So we try to get rid of that style and more into this, hey, you know what, here's what I did, here's why. I'd love to share more with you about the context in which I was raised so you can understand more about my parenting, and really inviting daughters to come in and be part of that process with you. So I hope like heck that this book is on the coffee table, the daughter comes to visit, and she picks it up just as easily as her mom does, to say, hey, let's do some of these things together. You know, at some point I wanted to write it as a flip book, like one side for moms and one side for daughters.
Because it is a mutual process. Dr. Mandel, thank you so much for being here. We have like such a crazy busy show today, but I definitely wanted to get you on. This is so important. Where do my listeners find you? And we'd love to have you come back on.
I would love that. Yes, please visit my website at drdebraonline.com, drdebraonline.com. And all my social media handles are there and other information about my practice and my other products. And please, if anybody's interested, I am open to taking on new clients as well. I could do sort of a coaching plan. And I so appreciate being on the show. And happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. And please share our show with everyone. And also, let's connect on social.
Perfect.
All right. Bye. Thank you so much. All right. We are going to just hop right on to our next guest. And I have Stacey Jacob. And guess what? We have more giveaways. I'm so excited to be a part of this. We've got the Taste of Santa Barbara happening all next week, May 13th through the 19th. And we have some giveaways, but oh my gosh, you know how I love food. My husband and I are total foodies, and I am so excited. This is totally inspired by Julia Child, and let's bring Stacey on. Stacey, are you there?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here and telling us about this in the and sharing. First of all, let's give out your website right off the bat.
Yeah, our website is sbce.events.
Okay.
And again, that's sbce.events.
There you go. And what is happening in Santa Barbara?
Yeah, so the Taste of Santa Barbara kicks off on Monday. So for an entire week, May 13th through the 19th, we have a series of events happening all throughout the county that are truly inspired by Julia Child and her time spent in Santa Barbara.
Wow, I love it. So tell us, first of all, is this the first one or has this been going on for a while?
So the advisory committee and the founding group really started to reimagine what this week of inspiration was going to be about. And then we had this little thing called COVID. So we really actually got going again post-COVID. So while the event was inspired prior, it's really been executed the last 3 years. And we really are pulling together a series of cooking classes, dinners, brunches, farm tours, and of course, our signature event weekend.
Wow, I love it. So, okay, tell us more about the lineup for the week. I know that you have cooking classes, dinners, brunches. Like, how does that work, or where do we go?
Yeah, so if you take a look at our website, I always like to tell folks, go to sbce.events. And when you get to that homepage, you're going to see a tab that's called events. So you open that page up, and then, wow, there's a whole bunch of items that are set up chronological order. But then there's also a pull-down bar that if you are the person that's very interested in cooking classes, you can just select the cooking classes here. If you want to take a look at what dinners we have available, you can select. You can look by category. But the idea is that there is something going on every day for a full week of activities. We're so honored to be partnering with A to Z on our cooking classes. We've been working with them and putting together some really great inspiration. So whether you are looking at putting together an awesome mezze board, maybe you are a vegetarian and want to learn more about vegetarian cooking, or perhaps you want to actually take a deep dive into making truffle chocolates. So there's lots of different opportunities depending on what your interests are. And actually, one of my favorites is the galettes. Julia Child, one of the things that she made that was so popular was an apple galette. And so It's kind of cool to see how we can really, through the inspiration of Julia, how she's still teaching Americans today French cooking.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. Okay. So again, so then you have the Taste of Santa Barbara wines. Talk about that.
So on Saturday, May 18th, I like to say is really where the key event. The Taste of Santa Barbara Wines is bringing together nearly 30 wineries. What's really, truly special is that many of these wineries, they don't participate in a lot of events. So really, thanks to our advisory committee and our partner, Matt Kettman, he has these great relationships with these wineries all across, and he always kind of taps them and says, hey, if this is the one event you do a year, you should come do this event. So I tell people that because there are so many fabulous wineries in Santa Barbara, but this gives us the opportunity to really maybe see those that maybe aren't open to the public. Maybe they're a little bit more limited in terms of their availability to do public events, but it really gives that kind of insider touch. But don't
they're
delay.
Opening
also...
their doors. I love it. I
yes.
love it. He obviously got everybody involved. So let me ask you, I know that you were going to be so nice to give away some tickets and some, stuff. Can you share what you have and where my listeners can go?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a pair of tickets for the Saturday Taste of Santa Barbara Wines. This is on Saturday, May 18th. The location is El Presidio. And the winner of these tickets, Kim, if you let us know the email, we will get them then locked in on that particular front. But we're really excited about that day. And we also have a series of wine seminars that Matt Kettman will be showcasing. So it's a real opportunity to kind of meet the producer, really get an inside touch, and spend the day in a fabulous place. Like, how cool. We'll be right downtown Santa Barbara, El Presidio.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait to be there. And again, I know that my listeners will be excited. So for all my listeners right now, call in right now, 805-419-0008. And just put Santa Barbara. And I will know that you are putting your name in for the Taste of Santa Barbara. Stacy, thank you so much for being a guest here on the show and also share our show with everyone. And I look forward to connecting with you.
Awesome. Thanks, Kim. And enjoy. We can't wait to see everyone this weekend.
You got it. Thanks again. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Make sure you're getting our newsletter and make sure you're connecting with us on social. And again, if you are interested in being at my business mixer, please reach out and just put mixer. We are almost full for our second one. I'm so excited. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
The magical music of Motown will be recreating the greatest performances of The Temptations, Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, and many more Motown legends at the Sheerform Theater in Thousand Oaks on Sunday, 12th of May at 4 p.m. Book now or online at bapackthousandoaks.com. That's bapackthousandoaks.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We do have Taste of Santa Barbara tickets that we are able to give away. And you can call in at 419-0008. Also, I will see everybody out at all the winners at Motown. And if you're interested in sharing your love of your business, we would love to get you in my mixer. And that's happening June 13th, 5 to 8. So if you are interested, just text us, mixer. And that, again, is 805-419-0008. My next guest, Pete Alexander, his book, Lighten Your Day. I love this. Pete and I had a nice little chat, and I was like, oh, we need to bring you on. He is a professor and also a business owner. He also, in addition, he serves as adjunct college professor where he helps inspire students to develop and apply key concepts of marketing and in all of their areas. And also, he is a TEDx speaker and a best-selling author on reducing stress in every day. And lastly, he is a certified laughter, yoga, and improv comedy cast. Too many things. And when you hear his voice, it's just super calming. So again, let's bring Pete on. Pete, are you there?
I am, Kim. Thank you so much for having me on your wonderful show. And I greatly appreciate your listeners' time as well.
Oh, you are so welcome. And you know what? There is something about if we could just lessen somebody's stress, even just breathing. I just learned how to breathe. I know that sounds so silly at this time of my life, but so many of us don't even breathe through their stomach. And so I know that you would know all about that. But what do we do about stress and how can we, eliminate it?
Yeah, well, mentioning about the deep breathing exactly is one of the easiest things that we can do by, basically telling ourselves, okay, breathe. There's various ways you could do it. You could say count to 10, or you can just be able to take 5 deep breaths. The thing is that when you're taking the deep breaths, we often, when we're stressed, we're breathing very rapidly. We may not know it, but we are. So if we can take deep breaths through go that breath through our mouth, even if it's like five times, it will help us. And what we're trying to do is to be able to calm ourselves, give ourselves a grounding experience. And if we can ground ourselves, it can be a wonderful thing. And when we talked before, there's a wonderful visualization exercise that can really help us. And it only takes a minute. If you'd like to go ahead and
Please.
Have me walk you through it.
Yeah,
sure.
I love that.
Okay, so anybody listening, the only caveat here is if you're driving,
I was just going to say, I'm so glad you said that, because I was going to say that after you told us what we had to do. Pull over, please, or you can listen to this on my podcast later. Do not put yourself in harm.
Yeah. So push pause, come back to it later, because it's definitely powerful. But what
there
you do is you close. Yeah, so you close your eyes and you take a deep breath in. And I want you guys to go to a place you like to relax. Call it your happy place. Maybe it's the beach, maybe it's the park, maybe it's the lake, maybe it's your backyard, maybe it's the spa, maybe it's your favorite recliner. Wherever it is, go there now. And take in all of your senses. So, what do you feel? Do you feel the sun on your face? Maybe the sand or the grass under your feet? And what do you smell? Do you smell the fresh air? Maybe the lotion from the spa? Maybe you just made popcorn for your favorite movie. And what do you hear? Do you hear the wind blowing through the trees? Maybe the water splashing on shore. And what do you see? Do you see the blue sky? Maybe the green of the trees or the grass? Whatever it is, take it all in and take another deep breath in. And open your eyes. The simple visualization exercise. Isn't it nice? And you know what's really fun about that is by going to our happy place in our minds, we automatically start breathing deeply. Yes, I said take a nice deep breath in, a deep breath in at the beginning, at the end. But as you're going to your happy place, you're automatically breathing deeply just because you're starting to calm yourself. And the most important thing about that, notice that I said to bring in all of your senses. The reason you bring in all of your senses is because then your body believes it's more real. And so that way, it helps to ground you even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way I was taught, Pete, is to take a deep breath in and then blow your air out into a balloon until it was almost ready to be full, and then you start again. And I was like, okay. So, oh my gosh, it really did relax me, and I love that. But here's my question to you, especially, with your book and everything, is why should we care about stress? A lot of people, it used to be like anxious, you were just like that. You got ready to go and you were excited, and it's, yes, it's a little stressful, but we don't want stress in our lives, right?
No, we don't, but we can't, avoid all of it.
Right.
The reason we want to make sure that we realize that stress is actually something that we should be worried about, is because the World Health Organization, it does call stress the number one health epidemic of the 21st century. And, and they might think, oh, okay, yeah, well, wasn't COVID that a few years ago? But the reality is, whether it is something like a COVID or, let's say, political unrest, riots, weather-related disasters, even our holidays for us, what does all of that cause us? It causes us stress. So that's why the WHO finds that the stress is the number one health epidemic of the 21st century. But the key is what we really want to do is we want to try and address the bad stress, because there actually is good stress and bad stress. Good stress.
I like that.
Yeah, it is. There is, because good stress, you know, if we're working on something that we're passionate about, that we're excited about, you know, good stress, or it's called eustress, E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S. What that does is that helps us get things done. So, you know, if we have a deadline for something that we're excited about, eustress or good stress will help us get things done. And there's trying to get that deadline, that's not going to be a negative stress inside of us. During the research for my book, what I found was that there's two flavors of negative or bad stress, or some people like to call it distress, D-I-S-T-R-E-S-S. And one of those flavors is ruminating about the past. And this most frequently comes in the form of guilt. So we're either guilty about something we did or didn't do in our past. And what happens is, the reality is, we can't change the past. So letting that churn inside of us, and when we just keep beating ourselves up, it doesn't do any good. What we can do is take the positive learnings from that and then forgive ourselves so that we can move forward. That's a really important one, because that, you know, the, it's toxic inside of us when we're letting that churn inside of us. And the other flavor of bad stress is anxiety about something that may or may not happen in the future. And so think about
future
this, Kim, you know, like, absolutely. And especially when we're thinking about, oh, it's going to go terribly, something in the future. Well, what ends up happening is if we continue to think it's going to go terribly, what's likely to happen? We're going to manifest that negative outcome.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's just, oh, it's awful what we do to ourselves. And, you know, like a really common one is, let's say we have to have a difficult conversation with someone and we're imagining it becoming the worst possible outcome. Instead, think about 5 seconds after the last word of that conversation. And then you imagine that person smiling, shaking hands with them, maybe giving them a hug. Yeah,
I love it. So you're manifesting a different result. I love it. So, Pete,
exactly.
Where do our listeners find your book, and are all these tips inside there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they can find my book on Amazon, and they can get a direct link from it if they'd like from my website, which is petealexander.com, P-E-T-E-A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R.com.
I love it. And again, thank you so much for coming on today. And please share our show with everyone. And I look forward to talking with you again.
Well, Kim, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on your great show. And I really appreciate your listeners' time as well.
You got it. All right. You take care. Thank you again. All right. We are going to move into our next guest. And Carlo Ponce is the star of Juntos en Acción, and it is a new renovation reality TV show, and it uplifts the Latino communities. And we're going to talk a little bit about what we're going to find.
Joining us is actor and singer Carlos Ponce, and of course, your wife's going to be on there too, right? TV host Karina Banda, and we're going to hear a little bit more about this. So welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me a little space and with your audience as well. Yeah, we're super excited. And you say, like, your wife, yes, you know, she's the boss. I just follow what she does.
smart man, you know. Happy wife, happy life, right?
Absolutely, no doubt. But I'm also happy with that. So we're good.
There you go. It's a win-win. I love it. So, Carlos, talk to us about your new TV show. Tell us who you are and what we're going to find.
Yeah, well, Juntos en Acción, which is basically, it translates to Together in Action. It's a beautiful show about I would say, you know, entities, foundations, helping foundations. Public figures are the ones that my friends, I've been doing this for over 30 years. And, you know, so I have a lot of friends in the business, and they, you know, the moment I reached out and let them know that I was doing this, immediately they wanted to not only jump and collaborate, but a lot of them have their own foundations and nonprofits, and said, well, this is perfect. Every time we want to help someone, people want to see where it is that their money is going to. It's not what we do here in the show. It's not, you know, we don't collect money at all. But we do show what community can do when they get together and work also together to help all these community centers be more productive.
I love that. I love it. I mean, it's so much fun watching something, you know, be renovated. You know, that's actually one of my favorite things. My husband and I, we're contractors, so we have commercial construction. We don't do anything you live in, but to watch all the homes and to see what's going on in the world. So what makes this renovation show different from others, other than that you're giving back? That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty much that. It's renovations with a cost. It also that each cause comes from visually is attractive because it comes from a public figure. It comes from an international, you know, artist that they want to help someone else. So it's a combination of quite a few things, but the feel is pretty amazing. As you mentioned before, because you can identify with this, anybody who's, you know, been following me my entire life, I've done my own renovations and my own work. I'd love to be a hands-on. If something is, you know, something breaks in my house, I'm the one that fixes it. I do the flooring, I do walls, I do, you know, everything you can imagine.
A MacGyver like my husband. I love
pretty
it.
Much. And also, another place is we're not renovating homes. We're renovating
right. space.
So it's almost like what you said. It's community centers, maybe. It's wherever it could be a home. You know what I mean? But it's wherever the community.
Oh, so it's community centers. Okay, cool. And yeah. Where is this going to take place? Like, where is it?
In different places. I mean, we were able to immediately from the get-go to go to three different places. We were in Puerto Rico, we were in Miami, and down in Homestead, and then in Texas as well, in Round Rock. So, you know, if you know a little bit about this, you know, logistically, you want to put them all in the same place and start working week one, week two, week three, week four, because it makes more sense. But we're looking to actually, you know, find the places that need our help. So we can make a difference there.
I love it. I love it. And so how do you find those projects? Like, are you coming out to Ventura, California?
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Again, the celebrities are the ones that are for now. This is the way the dynamic has worked. The celebrities are the ones that are telling us, hey, I have this place, you know, give you the example of the first one. Adamari told me, I have my friend, her daughter's a dancer. My friend, you know, in Round Rock, Texas, owns a dance studio. You know, she preserves the dancing and the music, autóctona, you know, like local music from Mexico, indigenous. And that's what she does. And then she has all these boys and girls that go and take their classes, but the place is not practical. Not saying that it's not big enough. It's just, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of distribution of what we do. Sometimes, yes, you have to do like a quick addition. You never know. But in this case, it was incredible what just, you know, adding a couple of walls and fixing the floor and restructuring the place, you know, it made such an incredible difference.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so here's the million-dollar question. What celebrities will we be seeing on the show? Who's going to be side-by-side helping you?
Well, we got a list right now. We got a wait list, I have to tell you, of like really, really nice big people.
I love it.
I've actually talked that this is not on the first ones because we have to say when the actor strike got lifted. I lost a few people, but they still helped me. I have to like thank Ricky Martin, for example, because he's the one that gave me the place in Puerto Rico that we ended up helping. You know, his foundation helped me. He just couldn't come on board, but he gave us, you know, his foundation and also Carla Monroy, who I've worked with 3 or 4 times, who's very hands on and very loved in Puerto Rico and in the world, you know, through her soap operas. We got Natalia Jimenez, you know, Spanish singer. Also, you know, extremely loved in Mexico and Central and Latin America. David Chocarro, Argentinian actor, who's done TV series all over all the other platforms. So, yeah, we're excited with our roster right now.
Yeah, I figured you pulled your tribe in, right? That's what it's all about. So I love that. I love that. Do you actually put your bags on?
I do.
I like it. Okay. I like it. I like it. So let me ask you, first of all, I'm so going to watch this. I'm excited to see this. Where do my listeners go to watch this? And when is it?
Well, first of all, I promise, you know, I always want, I only want to guide them to the first episode.
Okay.
You go watch the first one and that's it. It'll sell itself. And so that I'll say the same thing. Okay. Thank you so much for lending me your audience. We're going to go to Discovery en Español. That's Mondays at 6 p.m. Hogar HGTV, that's on Tuesdays, and Discovery Family. But you can go to the social media for Discovery en Español, you know, depending on the area where you're at, so you can see exactly, you know, where to watch.
I love it. I love it. Again, Carlos, thank you so much. And what a great thing. You know what? Can you imagine how pretty we can make the world if everybody pitched in to do something in our community?
I agree with you 100%. And I truly believe that this showing that this show is going to be, you know, contagious. Because I've watched episode 1 like 3-4 times and I cry every time and I know the ending. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I love it. Big heart. And you know what? And that's why I do what I do, so I could have a voice in my community. So if you're ever coming out here, I'll put my bags on. I'll get my construction company and we'll all put our bags on to help you. So I love that.
I love this. We got to be writing down all these things.
There you go. I love it. Let's do this again. And I'm definitely going to watch it again. Carlos Ponce, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business.
Cheers.
We share our show.
Yes.
And we're going to just move into our last guest. And of course, today we're going to talk about Small Business Expert Breaks Down and how AL could AI. AL, do you like that? Okay,
so
AI.
A couple times people have called it A1, by the way, and I just think they've got like beef on their minds.
I like it. It's helping owners boost. You know, it blows my mind what it can do and how good. It's almost a little, it is very scary, but anyways, I'm excited to learn a little bit more from you. And of course, joining us is Jean Marks. You are a columnist for The Hill. I love it. I'm excited. Talk to us about artificial intelligence.
Sure.
Headlines versus reality. Wow.
Yeah, I know there is a lot of myth and reality, Kim. And by the way, I do write for The Hill, but I also write for Forbes like 6 to 7 times a month. And I cover technology for Forbes and I've been doing it for like 15 years. And AI has been like a big, big topic of my writing over the past year and a half, as you can imagine. So I cover news related to AI. Just this past week, Cox Business, they released their 2024 Small Biz Survey, and it was pretty interesting data from it. I mean, they found that 2/3 of the small business owners that were surveyed invested in AI in 2023, two-thirds, and 50% of them plan to invest more. And Kim, I don't know. I mean, I'm a small business owner myself. I mean, we are pretty conservative people with minimal resources. And to hear such a huge investment is going on by small businesses in AI, I think that's a really interesting trend that we're seeing.
I know. I mean, it's funny because at this time of our life, you think that, I don't know, you know, people would be a little nervous of it, especially, you know, with the studios and everything that's going on there. But no, people are jumping in and going,
this could make my life a lot easier.
Yeah.
How do I do this, right?
I agree. Sometimes I think, you know, even more needs to be done. I mean, I don't know if you played around with ChatGPT or some of the AI tools.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, and they're great.
I won't even share it really on air, but as a writer, do you use it to write?
Yeah, and you don't have to. You can share it on air is fine. I mean, I absolutely use it to write. I use it for research. So I will,
okay,
you know,
for
and,
research. Yeah. But, you know, it's funny. I write for a couple magazines, too.
Right.
And it comes from my heart. I wake up at 4 in the morning, and it comes to me. And, you know, but then I thought, wow, you know, like if you're ever feeling a little empty, you could do this. But you know what? People see the difference.
Yep, they do.
Have you ever noticed that? Yeah.
Yep.
So they were like, yeah, not so much, Kim.
Yeah, it really depends. It really depends. You know, one of the things that the survey brought out, which piqued my interest too, is that they found that like 76% of the business owners that they surveyed, they weren't planning on offering training. And like, I mean,
right.
Kim, I can see that you get AI. A lot of people have fears about it and trepidations. And I think it's just a huge missed opportunity. I think business owners, you know, we're all
100%.
Yeah, we're all using applications that use AI, and they should be, you know, the more they invest in training their employees will be like, hey, this stuff isn't so bad. It's not so scary. It will help me do my job faster and better, and it will make them happier, which I think will only obviously benefit the business itself. So, I don't know. If you have any small business owners that are listening to this, you know, conversation, invest in training. You know, talk to your software vendors and then get your employees trained on this stuff, because it will get rid of their fears and it will make them that much more productive.
So, Gene, you know, first of all, it's like having a private assistant, okay?
Yes.
A virtual assistant, I guess you would say, a virtual assistant, because you never get to know them. But here's the thing. When you say training, talk to us about that.
So, I mean, what training itself means that they are learning how to use the capabilities of AI to their fullest mm-hmm. capabilities, you know? It's no different
yeah.
than any other software training. So I have found that AI is most being used in the customer-facing world. So mm-hmm. I see chatbots, for example, you know, and, you know, using sales and marketing tools to craft better emails and, you know, send, you know, independent campaigns and respond to customers better. Well, all of that stuff doesn't happen by magic. You know, employees need to learn how to configure and how to supervise and monitor how the AI is doing. And then once they realize that it's doing so much on their behalf, they can then focus on that big pile of paperwork on their desk that they're not looking at right now because they're so busy doing all these unproductive things. So
mm-hmm.
the training is just getting employees better with the most used parts of AI applications. And in 2024, AI for small businesses, I know, is most being used in customer, you know, facing applications.
People are writing books with it. There's so many things. Like, you could write a whole class.
I think the thing to remember about all this stuff is that it's not 100% perfect. It kind of gets
Correct.
You to the red zone, and then you do need
like
an
that.
Expert
yeah.
to carry the ball over the goal line. And I just used it. I have a new employee that I hired, and I asked ChatGPT to write up an employee contract for me. And it did a good job, but I still had to add some of my own things and read through it. But
of course.
I mean, but geez, Kim, it would have taken me like, you know, 2 hours to do that on my own. You know what I mean? And here it's like, yeah, much more faster.
Yeah.
Our employees need to learn how to do that. And that's what the Cox survey showed, that not enough employers are investing in training. And I think it's a missed opportunity.
Gene, I know that you've written 5 books, right, on management. And so obviously is part of helping people really retain and grow their workforce, correct?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I write on management, and then I also write a lot and speak a lot on technology. I found that, you know, when I look at technologies that are being used, the best technologies themselves are only as good as the data that they're using as well.
And this is so true.
It's so true. That kind of, that like even gets me back with like AI is like all the stuff you and I are talking about. It's only good if the data is good. So you know, so I kind of like
I
look
was
at trends.
That was a scary eye opener. I have to tell you, it's like, oh, this is a great app. Okay, great. I'm gonna go in and wait. I have to put everything. Wait, I have
I
to do it.
I know.
You know.
I know.
So,
it really depends
like,
on human involvement.
Yeah, that's crazy, Gene. How do my listeners find out more about this, and how can they use it in their business to help them kind of just make life a little bit easier.
Yeah, you'll get great information and ideas from how small businesses are using AI if you check out the Cox Business Small Business Survey. If you go to coxblue.com/smallbizsurvey, that's one place. The second place is, I mentioned very briefly, Kim, about data. Super important to get your data hosted by a good managed services provider so that you can really take advantage of AI. And one of the places I recommend, Cox Business has a company called RapidScale. RapidScale.net is a managed service provider that will secure the data and make sure that it's, you know, accessible and backed up. And, you know, the data integrity is high. We can't leverage any of this AI stuff unless our data is in good shape. So get it hosted by somebody competent.
There you go. Gene, Mark, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to have you back and talk about some of your great books and give some tips on business, because we are all about the brighter side of life and business.
So, I love it, Kim. Thank you.
Share our show with everybody, and let's connect again.
All right, let's do that. And I appreciate you having me on. It's been a pleasure.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.
See ya.
All right, what a great show. I hope that you guys all got value. And again, please call in if you are interested in any of our things that we are doing here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Life doesn't come with a manual. It comes with a mother. And wishing all of you happy, happy Mother's Day. And if you are alone, pamper yourself. And if you have a mom, pamper her. With that, I'll talk to you next week.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city.